sama nih lo ya juga.
Thank you for thank you for setting us up. Yeah, I know. I'll tell you the same thing. I went to Orsamea, and you know, it happened in class when we said trading land for Israel and everything, and it was such the best thing to do. You said it's the Eschatora leaders, and I said the Lubavitch Rebbe used to get involved. And then afterwards, but I told them I didn't want to go to a Lubavitch place anymore because of the things that they said, and they wanted me to just, before I decided to leave, discuss all together what was said. So I'm hot. I'm cold. So here I typed up the stuff that was said. So if you would want a copy, I remember I took notes that day. So, and like I said, I want everything to be honest and everything. Don't worry about insulting him or anything. This is, okay? I don't
think you worry about insulting any person.
No, but all I want to know, if this is really the
can
truth,
I open discussion?
If this is the truth, I don't want to, but...
Before we get to the truth, what is it to the truth?
Right.
What are we trying to do? We're trying to help you make a decision.
Right. My path and where I'm going to study.
Okay.
And other people previously have told me that not to get involved in Lubavitch. You're not the first one.
Okay.
So
what I understood from what Tetsuo sent us was that if it's not this or that, then you just want to go home, it's not going to be anything.
I was thinking I was, that's accurate.
Okay. So I
was going
to... Look at what you wrote here. Whatever it is, whether it's not this or not that,
yeah,
like, just like sitting on the phone, any decision, tell me if you're right.
You know,
we haven't even introduced.
This is Rabbi
Shalchat.
This is Rabbi
Kaplan. Rabbi Shalchat, right?
Yeah.
Imam Shalchat. Imam Shalchat. How do you tell me from Rabbi Shalchat? Ah, okay. Okay. I think before anything, you know, what was he? I didn't understand that it's either this or that. It's not these or neither of them. I'm going home and I'm not going to swim.
Mm-hmm.
Right now. Just that idea, Stan struck me as, you know, that whatever other decisions you have to make in life.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know where he went to. I don't know where he went to college or what he did go to college.
NYU,
you know, NYU. Right? He's trying to make a choice: should I go to NYU or Columbia?
Uh-huh.
Right, well, this one has a flaw, and this one has a flaw. You know what? I'm not going to go to college at all.
Uh-huh.
You know, I don't think any decisions in life are made. It's not just that. Well, maybe it is this or that, and one may have flaws, and one has this flaw. You know, let me say the either one's a utopia. Number one. Number two, maybe it's the third one. Maybe it's Sadler.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe it's Sparty. You know, I don't know that the approach of
I suppose the length of his mind is talking like this, which I've come across many times. But when people see religious Jews, ideology is cheaper and more, people don't understand that there may be different. That in principle we are all exactly the same. But we have a different approach, whether it's in Munich, whether it's in Ashkofer, whether it's in philosophy of life, whatever it may be, they don't fully grasp that. The same as you should be in Palachua, you get very often the question, at least I do all the time, how can part of a Perish of Alpeh being Termin HaShemayim, when you have so many different communities, like the Sfarim, the Ashkenazim, the Hasidim, the Sfarim, and even amongst Hasidim or even amongst Mishpatim, we think the same country, different role, is that obviously these things have developed and grown through the time. These are all conventional, subjective things. That is how they perceive it, not realizing that in essence we are all the same. That there's a difference between Halacha and Munich, between Halacha and Ashkofer, where they take the approach of Hasidim, they take the approach of Musa, they take the approach of Chakira, they take the approach of whatever it may be. In the same way, they see that when you see Orthodox people, who all identify with I'm Orthodox, this is Orthodoxy, and then they keep knocking each other, this is not really Judaism, this is not the authentic way,